We've seen a whole lot of U.S. dollar buying and equity market selling in reaction to how the market has been pricing Fed policy normalization in the months ahead. But as we head into today's event risk, we wonder if all of that hawkishness has now been priced in, leaving room for a sell the fact type reaction. That is to say, we wonder if the market will be looking to go the other way today and start selling U.S. dollars and buying stocks. Beyond what looks to be a well-priced in decision, we also feel pressure is building at other major central banks to be needing to respond just a little bit more than what they want to or what they have been doing to the threat of rising inflation. Of course, these other central banks will move relative to where they are with respect to their monetary policy outlooks. At the same time, this does leave room for even minor adjustments that are a little less dovish that could have an impact on yield differentials and force things to move out of the U.S. dollar's favor. Certainly, inflation data in the Eurozone has been eye-opening for ECB officials, and we've already heard from some who have been talking a little more hawkish on policy. So at the end of the day, we have a Fed decision that is expected to be hawkish, setting up room for it being hard for those expectations to be exceeded. And we have other central banks that could be moving just a little bit more away from accommodative policy tracks. All of this suggests the risk for a dollar reversal and renewed demand for stocks could be there at least over the coming days. Technically speaking, we would also argue this to be the case after already having seen the US dollar rally so much in recent weeks and stocks having fallen so hard. We wouldn't rule out more dollar upside and equity market weakness over the medium term, but short term, it does feel as though the balance of risk is more tilted toward some kind of a reversal of recent trends. As far as what to expect from the Fed goes, the market is looking for a 50 basis point rate hike, with some even calling for an even bigger hike in light of intense domestic inflation pressures. The Fed is also likely to unveil long-awaited plans to shrink the Fed's balance sheet, starting with a runoff of maturing securities, which could begin this month. That's all for now.